morning and welcome to Monday Coffee. This is your jolt of hope for the week. It is the third Sunday of Advent. We just lit the candle of joy yesterday. And as you know, if you've been following along with Monday Coffee, we've been using Scott Erickson's book, Honest Advent, as inspiration for each Monday in the word that we bring to you. And so today, the word I want to talk about is God with us. And so what does that mean? What does it mean for God to be with us? What is the hope in that for Advent? So in 2020, it's been hard or almost impossible to plan events, to plan ahead, because things keep changing at a rapid pace. And that has put us in some weird positions, especially for the holidays with our usual traditions that we have with family that we may not be able to do this time around. And so it's been really hard to plan ahead. And it brings forth this idea that we all know, but we like to think we're in control over it, but that there are certain things in life, changes and everything, that we cannot control. That change comes to us. We don't have a choice whether change comes into our life, but we know it happens, and we don't have any control over that. It could be big things, like thinking about something like the election this last November, that we could do our part in voting, but we have no control over the outcome as individuals. Maybe it's something bigger, that our sun and our universe will burn out eventually. That's what stars do, and we have no control over that. Maybe it's small things in your everyday life. Maybe it's that your kids were once toddlers, now they're teenagers, that change happens rapidly. We get wrinkles, we get gray hair, we fall in love, the sun rises, the sun sets. These are all things that seem out of our control, that are uncontrollable. They just seem to happen to us. The change happens. We don't have control over it, but we do have control over how we respond to it and what we do next. Jesus came as a baby to us. We can't change that. We don't have any control over that. But we only are able to respond to it, to this gift. And Christianity has kind of packaged this in such a way to make it that this gift of Christ, we have to accept it. We have to accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior into our hearts. Now we are part of this exclusive group that knows the truth. But it's a little bit deeper than that, I think. I think what God is doing in the child of Christ is showing us that, asking us the question, does God want to change us for the better or for worse through the gift of incarnation? That God decided to become part of God's creation, to become human, to dwell among us, to show us that we are worthy, that we are loved, and that God has something planned for us. Something bigger, more expansive than ever. Think about the times you have been changed in your life. Most of the times, these changes come through relationship. And so it's somebody with us that is changing it, or we're with them. If you are pregnant and awaiting with anticipation the birth of your child, you know that your life is forever changed because now you are always with that child, that child is always with you throughout life. That you are now joined together, that you are a part of somebody else's life, and you don't only have to think for yourself, but somebody else. With us, with, changes everything. In Scripture, trees are used as symbols. They're used as symbols of life. In the Garden of Eden, there's a tree of the knowledge of good and evil, which brought about the end of Eden. And then in Isaiah, there's this vision of sprouts coming out of the ground of an old tree, that where something old was, God is making something new. And then in Revelation, there is this vision. Then the angel showed me a river with the water of life, clear as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb. It flowed down the center of the main street. On each side of the river grew a tree of life, bearing 12 crops of fruit. The leaves were used for medicine to heal the nations. So as this tree is being used as a symbol of everlasting life, sustaining life through Christ, through God, the tree is always with us. It may change throughout time, but it is always there. Change will come. But may you see that you never have to do it alone. that Christ is always there, that there are people that Christ puts in your life to be there with you. And that is a way of God being with us through others. Because this is the God that loves us so much that God would become human to show us that love. So as this week of Advent, as we light the candle of joy, may you find joy in the incarnation of Christ. May you find joy that you don't have to do this alone. That God is always with us. Have a great week.